Hi, I'm John Shuchuk, and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Scenes at DPE. I've got two great guys with me, David Langworthy and James Baker, who've been working on a really cool project called the Service Gateway. Dave, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, my name's Dave Langworthy. Before Microsoft, I worked at a number of startups on survivability and then also some internet startups. Since joining Microsoft, I've worked on databases and communications, most recently in Active Directory. Now I'm in DPE and I own Outreach for Azure and Microsoft services.
James?
Hi, I'm James Baker. I used to be a consultant down in Australia. I used to work with a bunch of different companies, both large and small, but mostly in the sort of devices and distributed device network area. Since coming across to Microsoft, where I can really get around the scale of Microsoft does, I've worked in the database area, in SQL Server, as well as in Active Directory, and now really happy to be here in DPE getting connected back to the customers.
Great. So we've got this great project you guys have been working on, the Service Gateway. Dave, why don't you just kind of walk us through very briefly what the Service Gateway is and why people might be interested in using it?
Sure. So suppose we have a developer that's implemented some little application. Let's say it's a Node.js and running on Linux off someplace. And they've got the basic features that they want for that application down. And now what they want to do is ship. All right, they want to take this application and put it out on the wild, wild internet. They're going to want to do a number of things with that before they let it loose. They're going to take and protect it against DDoS and manage authentication. They're going to want to take and monitor that application and get some analytics about who's doing what with it. And they're going to want to manage the life cycle of that application. They're going to update it and extend it without taking it down. All of these things turn out to be very, very hard. And they're common across all different applications that you want to take and put up on the internet. So what we've done is package some of this technology up into what's called a front door. This pattern, we used in Active Directory, is used in Google and Bing and Facebook. A lot of enterprises use this pattern as well. So we have implemented this. Internally, it uses a technology called ARR, Application Request Routing. Typically, you'd want to take and hire a consultant to go and configure this thing because it's a little tricky to get done. And what we've done is put an easy button on that so you can declare what you want at a high level, and it just gets taken care of.
Awesome. So you guys have been building this new front door architecture, this service gateway. James, why don't you kind of walk us through like how we got here and how we ended up building this thing?
Yeah, okay. So when I went and first joined the Active Directory group, we were in a process of migrating the enterprise architecture that is Active Directory to a cloud-based service. And so there were a bunch of extra services that were part of Active Directory. There's the authentication service, there's the directory service itself, there's the rights management service, all of these sort of multitude of services that are essentially independent. But what we found was when they were migrating to the cloud, they were all adding these qualities that Dave just referred to about protection, about monitoring, about lifecycle management. They were all adding that individually. So what we did when we looked at it, we said, okay, let's go and put all of those qualities, let's go and implement the front door pattern in the AD gateway. And so that's what my team went and did. We went and built the gateway using ARR technology, and we built it all out, and so all of these services over here were freed up from the need of doing that. The thing we found with this Active Directory, with the gateway itself, was that it was difficult to manage. We spent a lot of cycles just keeping it up, keeping it running, keeping it updated for all of these services. And so when we went and made a decision to make this gateway pattern more broadly available, we said, okay, well, what's the challenge? How can we make this easier? And so we went and built a website experience around it. And so now it's very much like managing your Linksys router at home in terms of configuration and operation. And so that's where we've got to with the gateway now. And so that front door pattern's available for everyone.
Great. So, Dave, like, who should use one of these gateways?
Everybody should use one of these gateways. Anybody that wants to take a service and put it up on the internet, What it does is help you do those three things: protect, monitor, and manage the life cycle of the application. And it's super easy to get done. It just takes less than an hour to put one of these things up and begin to configure it.
Yeah, and I mean, when you put this in perspective, huge, huge project to get this up and running when we were on the Active Directory team, getting all this stuff working. Now, it's kind of a one-click deploy. Can you kind of walk us through what's involved in getting this thing up and running?
Creation of a new management console for the service gateway is super simple through the Azure Management Portal. We go down here to New Website from the Gallery, and we see here a list of gallery items. We go to Tools, and we see that the Service Gateway Management Console is listed here. We click Next. We enter in some details here about the URL and the database. And if we click Next, Azure will go and provision that website for us. And we can see here that we've already got one running. And if I switch over to that, we'll see the website here. And we can see that protection is provided through security, and then monitoring is provided through analytics, and lifecycle management is provided through roles. So let's go through the protection first, where I set up security and simply just a checkbox, say click enable authentication, and then the gateway will do the authentication for me. Analytics is provided by clickstream analysis through the new HD Insight Hadoop cluster service that's available in Azure, and I'll take you through looking at that later. Lifecycle management is done through a notion we call roles. And we can see here that we've already got a role established, which is our basic TRIPS app application. And there's just one role, nothing too interesting about it here. And yet we're getting the protection in front of this app. Created the configuration for a gateway. We go ahead and deploy it. And we can see here we've already deployed a gateway which is using this configuration to this address here. And if we switch around and we look at that address, we can see here, here's our basic V1 of our TRIPS app. It's nothing too interesting, but we are getting the protection through authentication and monitoring. All of the logs are going and being collected, and we're also getting the lifecycle management, which is great. So let's go back now to the management console, and we can say, okay, well, let's have a look at how we manage these life cycles. So again, it's through the roles. And so what is very common in that where we've got a version one of the application running for some period of time, and now we want to stand up version two. We don't want to tear down version one and hopefully stand up version two with a minimal outage. We actually want to run them together and control how the traffic's distributed. And we do this through a process known as A/B testing, or which we call flighting. And so if we go into the configuration of this, we'll create a new flight for this role, which we're calling the TRIPS Editor V2 on AzureWebsites.net. And we'll change around the distribution. Normally you would gradually increase the distribution on the new role, but let's do that. One of the other things we've done in the new version of the TRIPS editor is add some new components, a wiki component, which is just an off-the-shelf wiki. And so we're composing components of the application together to create a single application. And we've also added a full text search facility, which is again an off-the-shelf component written in Lucene. And so it's hosted in a completely different technology, which is okay. It's unknown to the user, but we can create the facade here. And so great, that's our new configuration for the V2 of the application, our A/B tested application. And so we'll let that run. And once that configuration floats out, if we go back to the application, so it's getting us to sign in again. And we now see the new version, version 2, it's themed slightly differently, but we can see here the wiki feature and the full text search feature. And so we just click on that. It's a seamless integration. You see the URL is still remaining rooted in the basic one. And the customer would never know that this application is now composed of three different versions. And the other thing we're doing is running both versions concurrently. And so that's great. That's achieving the goals of A/B testing with protection. Let's now look at the analytics. And as I said, we can deploy an HD Insight cluster to go and process the clickstream logs of this. And we can see some very simple charts here. We've got some pre-canned ones. We're extending this all the time. And so we can see here is a simple chart of usage by tenant, which is a very interesting thing to do if you're running a multi-tenant service. So we can get some simple plotting here. The great thing about this data also integrates into the Power BI service via an OWC connected to your favorite BI stack. And so it's a very open platform. So great, I hope I've showed you today some of the capabilities of the new Service Gateway platform, which provides protection, monitoring, and lifecycle management. And I hope you get some use out of it.
Now, we're doing this all in open source. So if you wanted to go look at the code, you want to go play with it, you want to go make modifications, that's all available. Where's that?
So that's we're doing it up in CodePlex. So the address is http://sg.codeplex.com. You can get the source there, you can pull it down, you can do whatever you like with it, extend it, customize it, integrate it into your own processes, if whatever you like to do there, and we'll keep that updated for you.
Yeah. Hey, as these guys said, I think this is a piece of technology that many developers are going to want to take advantage of. Again, really easy to use, provide significant capability to your applications without having to inject this code all over the place. And we're using it with a lot of partners that we work with across DPE. As Dave said, enterprise customers, internet startups, lots of people are using these ARR-based solutions, and the gateway's making this incredibly easy to use. So I wanted to thank Dave and James for their time, and look forward to talking to you again. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.